This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. As part of the Housing TO Action Plan, 220 new mixed, affordable, and supportive rental housing has opened at Birchmount Green at 1236 Birchmount Road. The Housing TO Action Plan was updated early November to build 65,000 rent-controlled homes by 2030. The 220 units fall within the goals that the housing program is hoping to achieve in the next 10 years. Birchmount Green received federal funding to the construction of the building.
A press conference was held on December 11th.
Samala Zaid, the MP of Scarborough Centre, says that in April, Minister Ahmed Hussein invested $72.4 million into the construction of the building. Zaid says,
"This marks a new chapter for our new neighbours who will be moving or who have moved into these units. This project is one of many under the National Housing Co-Investment Fund, a fund that prioritizes helping those in need. This funding is a key pillar of the National Housing Strategy. This 10-year plan, backed by more than $82 billion in investments, is strengthening the middle class, fueling our economy, and giving more Canadians a place to call home."
The property managers of the building, Mahogany Management, helped unveil the building. Mahogany Management is a company who builds affordable housing, with them winning an award in 2018 from the Durham Region for affordable housing. Tim Neeb, president of Mahogany Management, says that some of the people who have moved into the property came with nothing. Neeb says,
"You know, there are people that have moved into this building that have moved in with nothing. I was asked the other day that someone was moving in, and I said, well, we got to book an elevator. We tend to book 2 or 3 hours for the elevator. Well, this person arrived with absolutely nothing and certainly did not need an elevator. But today, they have housing."
The units at Birchmount Green are split into three different types to accommodate a variety of people, with 122 not exceeding the average market rent, 98 providing support for nonprofits, and 10 that are the average market rent. Councillor Michael Thompson says that the 98 will not exceed 30% of household income. Thompson says,
"All homes will not exceed the average market rent as defined by Canada Mortgage and Housing. This means that the entire project provide housing that is affordable for a range of low to moderate income households. These new homes are a step towards achieving the city's Housing TO 2020 to 2030 action plan, especially in providing new rent control homes, new rent geared to income homes and supportive homes with a focus on helping those exiting homelessness."
With the city's commitment to 65,000 units of affordable housing, the 220 at Birchmount are a step towards the success of that goal. Mayor Olivia Chow says,
"But it's not just a home, it's a community. It's a neighborhood. It is so much more. I call it a vertical village. Yeah, a village where a community of people come together as neighbors, friends, and families. It has people. It has 98 supportive units, people that have given abilities to live independently, people that are leaving homelessness coming together, or families, moms leaving gender-based violence, finding a place to live, and a childcare center that's beautiful just downstairs. That is what a village is all about."